Hi, it's Dave. So Jerome Powell just ended his public remarks on their Federal Open Market Committee meeting, and he had some big kind of insights I want to share that I think are going to kind of shape and be an overhang for the overall stock market for the coming weeks and perhaps months ahead. All right, so first off, the Fed released a press release, and here are the main points. First, they said that the Fed funds rate, this is the overnight lending rate to banks, will stay the same at 0 to 0.25%. Second, they say they will expedite the ending of their quantitative easing bond purchases. So before, they were trying to taper it $15 billion less per month, but now they will up it to about $30 billion less per month in purchases. So in December, they'll do $90 billion of bond purchases, dropping it to $60 billion in January, $30 billion in February, and then in March, they plan to end their bond purchases. All right, the Fed also released a document with various projections from the various Fed members. Overall, first off, they are expecting a 3.5% unemployment rate in 2022 and also in beyond years. Second, they are expecting the PCE inflation rate of about 5.3% in 2021 and 2.6% in 2022, so a big drop. And lastly, they're expecting three rate hikes in 2023, and two rate hikes in 2024. All right, next, Jerome Powell just had a press conference for about an hour where he shared some prepared remarks and took some question answers. So here are the highlights. First off, he is saying that economic activity and aggregate demand is very strong. He and the Fed are seeing a 5.5% real GDP growth in 2021 and a 4% growth in 2022, which is very strong. Next, they're making fast progress toward maximum employment. They are seeing wages, they're rising the fastest at the fastest pace in many years, and there is a labor shortage. He is attributing a supply and demand imbalance as the kind of the main contributor to inflation. And he basically saying there's bottlenecks in the supply chain, right? Supply constraints, and this is lasting longer than anticipated. Next, he's saying inflation is coming in higher than their 2% goal, and they expect inflation to actually decline closer to the 2% goal by the end of next year. So they're pretty optimistic. Further, he's saying they're expecting maximum employment in 2022, which is around 3.5%, they're saying. Also, they're expecting a 0.9% Fed funds rate by the end of 2022 as well. Next, they're doubling the pace of reduction of asset purchases by $30 billion per month. I went over that. And they will be ending their asset purchases by mid-March of next year. Next, they remained prepared to adjust, right, their policies at any moment. Further, they think the holding of the securities of all these bonds that they have on their balance sheet will continue to foster accommodative financial conditions. Now, I'm going to refer back to this in a bit. Next, they were asked why not stop the purchases of bonds right now at this moment. Jerome Powell responded saying that he thinks it's better to do a slow, methodical approach. And he's saying the stock markets or the markets in general can be very sensitive, right, to abrupt changes. So he did cover some risks and dangers that they're facing. The first risk is he's saying labor participation is down. So according to statistics, there are 3.9 million people less in the labor workforce now compared to February 2020. This is enhancing a labor shortage and lots of wage growth. The question is, will labor participation increase or not? This is a question mark. Next risk is if real wages actually rise faster than productivity growth, this could lead to persistent inflation. And this is what actually Jerome Powell is most concerned about right now, and he's watching. The next risk is he mentioned briefly about rents rising. This could be actually an important thing to watch because people are very economically sensitive to rents. And lastly, he says there's a risk of persistent inflation, which is not high right now, that risk, but that risk is increasing, and he's being cautious about it. Okay, let's go into my take on what Jerome Powell has said. First, I think the Fed is late in pulling back their monetary support. They are surprised about inflation, and they're becoming more frank about it. And I think in a lot of ways, they were focused so much on maximum employment, they kind of lost sight on price stability. And earlier this year, they were actually very blunt about it. They're saying, we don't care about price stability that much. We're going to be flexible with the inflation rate. If it goes above 2% somewhat, it doesn't matter. And now it's biting them in the butt. But you see Jerome Powell, he's blaming the supply chain kind of shortages, blockages, etc. But there's other factors as well. There's high demand, there's labor shortages, right? Rents are moving higher. There's a lot of stuff going into inflation. I think the Fed just pumped it too much for too long. And yeah, it's kind of explainable. In the past, when the Fed did QE, they didn't have an inflation problem. So they felt like it was fine, right, to do this kind of unlimited QE. But yeah, we have an issue right now. All right, number two, the Fed says they're still committed to accommodative financial conditions. What that means is they're committed to supporting the economy with loose monetary policy. However, what threatens this is if there is longer and persistent inflation, then the Fed will be forced to actually tighten more than they want to. And so this is kind of a question mark. As long as inflation can reverse, get under control, then the Fed can continue probably their accommodative policies. All right, number three, there's a lot of hope that the Fed is placing on the supply chain bottlenecks being resolved in the coming months and for inflation to trend much lower in 2022. I think this is likely, but however, it's not guaranteed because there are other inflation factors as well. And so this is going to be to be determined. All right, number four, the Fed will be the market's friend for as long as it can. Meaning as long as inflation stays under control, the risk of uncertain inflation expectations and also the strength of the economy will be overhangs of uncertainty and will result in possible market volatility. And lastly, number five, the Fed is likely able to handle, I think, the short-term issues, but they have big balance sheet increases in the past year or two. And this is bringing some longer-term challenges and some possible instability. There is, I think, a growing kind of sense of a waning trust, right, in the Fed and in the abilities of these governments to just toss money at their problems. I think it's showing in some ways the limits and also the downsides of an unlimited like QE policy or strategy. Let's look at this balance sheet by the Fed. They are at about $4 trillion on their balance sheet before COVID hit. You see it kind of jumped by 2x, and right now they're at about $8.7 trillion on their balance sheet. And so this jump from $4 trillion to $8.7 trillion is kind of what the Fed has done to boost the economy, as well as keeping the Fed funds rate close to 0%. This is in addition to what the government has done on the fiscal side with fiscal stimulus in the amount of trillions of dollars. So there's been a lot of money pumped into the economy. And now we have a situation where inflation is running higher than the Fed expected. All right, so we have Jerome Powell and the Fed trying to speak calm to the markets, saying they've got inflation under control. They think it's going to go away, basically, with supply chain bottlenecks resolving next year. And that's the question mark. As long as inflation goes down and the Fed can kind of be seen as in control, I think this will bring, in a sense, stability to the markets. However, it's a question mark and a risk that perhaps is growing, whether or not the Fed can keep inflation in check without drastically and aggressively raising interest rates in the next year. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.